We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, it gets funny, man. I have to pinch myself sometime. You kidding me? Dave Sims, and now, I mean, the leader in the clubhouse is the one and only Tom Lavero, Mr. Baseball himself as well, Washington Times, a guy who, I just got to say, man, following the draft on the Derby Day, all this B-ball going, how many years is this for you, Tommy?
Oh, my gosh.
How many All-Star games?
Probably about 25.
Yeah, about 25. And then anything match where you're at right now with Rizzo, the whole idea about him giving back, the circumstances surrounding here, and, of course, the Nationals that go toddler, and only you can break it down in a way that a lot of us start to scratch our heads about a team that's struggling that goes to get help that may be here 3 years from now. Explain that to us.
Well, I'm down here at the Walter Sports Bar across from the ballpark. This is one of two bars, the other being the Penn Quarter, where Mike Rizzo has announced the expired Nationals general manager, where from 5 to 7, he's going to buy a drink for every Nationals fan who comes to the bar. Both bars.
That's
very
awesome.
Generous, very first class, very Rizzo-like move of them. So I'm
class
down
act.
Here. I'm down here to get my free drink and to talk to some of the fans who are here. And I'm sure they'll be digesting that draft pick, too. And I don't think it's going to go down very well.
Yeah, I mean, it's big that he's doing. You know Big Tony will try to come in and double dip. So whatever you do, inform security so he doesn't get in. But how classy is that? I can see you doing something like it. But seriously, 19 years, has a chip, highly respected. Nobody's perfect. But right now, man, I mean, I need you to explain this to our audience. As to the draft, it's these toddlers coming out. I understand there's money involved. And I saw the kid throwing BBs from LSU, a lefty, I would think, high value, maybe a year or two. I go back to thinking about Strasburg. What made all these circumstances so different that we wouldn't even attempt it? And, again, it's not like we went chopped liver. We went a kid who's athletic and can hit. We hear about all these launch angles and all the new verbiage in baseball, but the bottom line to it is that who will still be employed here from a management standpoint when this kid comes alive?
Well, what's interesting is this kid, who's 17, the third youngest kid, Eli Willits, drafted with the number one pick in baseball in history of the game. If he was here at the Walter Sports Bar, he couldn't get an alcoholic drink courtesy of Mike Rizzo. Now, he might be able to get a non-alcoholic drink, But he couldn't even sit at the bar. He'd have to sit at a table and nurse his milkshake with a supervised adult. That's how young this kid is.
And man, what say you?
And by the time this kid arrives in the majors, that'll be just about the time to say goodbye to James Wood, who's taking part tonight in the Home Run Derby and will be in the All-Star game tomorrow. So, Doc, look, a lot of the cheerleaders are lining up, you know, especially the analytics cheerleaders, the numbers geeks, who love when high school players are drafted, you know, because they're invisible players, players that they can project that they're going to be good, as anybody can do that in baseball. It's ridiculous. But you're right. Cade Anderson, the kid from LSU, was a left-hander, 21 years old, who could have helped them next year. Okay? This is a team about to finish its sixth straight losing season. It can't afford to ask fans to wait with their number one pick. It can't afford that luxury. I suspect money has something to do with this. The cheerleaders will tell you that they're going to spend money on other draft picks, but I'll believe it when I see it. Willits as a number one pick will cost less than a guy like Cade Anderson will. So it's going to save the Learners money. And let's not forget, the year the Learners drafted Steven Strasburg in 2009, and they paid him a ransom, a high amount of money, being the first-round pick. The Nats had another pick in the first round, the 10th pick in the draft. They ordered Rizzo to draft somebody cheap so it wouldn't cost them money. This is their M.O., and if they didn't change for Mike Rizzo, who they liked, I don't see them changing.
And, brother, if you say it, I believe it. And Tom Lavero breaking it down.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's such an interesting process. I love the idea what they do with the Louisville, with the Sluggers, rather, and putting name inscriptions in. And I keep thinking, this team I thought had promise. But when I look at it, I go, they make a lot of self-inflicted wounds that they have. And I guess it's normal when Brother Wood went into like a baby slump. And people start talking about fatigue. I would think so, but I go, for a young fella, is that the pressure of going into his first derby? What was your gut feel?
I mean, it could be the pressure of the derby. Supposedly, he's been practicing extra for the Home Run Derby. That could come into play. Look, Doc, this team had a core group of young players that were ready to take the next step, but they needed more support around them than what the Learners were willing to spend money on. The payroll for this 26-man roster is $60 million. Hmm. I mean, that's criminal, okay? This team won 71 games last year, and I think if they had spent just maybe $100 million, I'm not talking about a Jason Worth contract, but in a couple of players had up to $100 million total, they could have won over 80 games last year. I think they could have done it again this year, but they had a lot of things wrong with the penny-pinching budget. that the learners forced Mike Rizzo to work with.
Hey, Tom, this is Super Producer Anthony Haney with a question here. Where do you view the state of this rebuild? Is it something that is salvageable, or do you think it is a failure and the move by drafting Eli Willits was the first move to, you know, them moving in a different direction?
It all depends on how much they're willing to invest in free agency. They have a core group of players. I mean, to me, you can't afford to waste any year that James Wood is here, okay, because he's not going to be here after 6 years. He's gone. He's going to be a free agent. Mm-hmm. So you can't afford to waste that. So I'm very suspicious that the learners will turn around and all of a sudden start spending money next year. And I'm not talking about a lot of money. I'm talking about adding maybe another $80 or $90 million to a $60 million payroll. Okay, I think that if they do that and bring in some quality veterans, not 1 year, $5 million rentals, again, they could win 80 games. And if you can win 80 games, as we saw 2 years ago in the wild card race, you're in the wild card race.
Yeah, and off of that, with the MLB trade deadline coming up in a couple of weeks, what is your confidence level that, you know, we go about keeping a guy like Mackenzie Gore and not trading him away? Because I'm under the impression if we're not going to, you know, be able to salvage what we've already done the last couple of years, then I think the best thing would be to do is to trade this guy while he still has value. But you're under the impression if we spend money during free agency and keep Gore and keep all these other young guys that we have, we can compete next year and even possibly the year after.
Yeah, I think you can, but you got to make a commitment to surrounding these kids with young with quality veterans, not high price veterans, mid-level free agents. I don't think they're going to do that, but again, I don't think they're going to trade Gore. I don't think the learners have the guts to do that. That's raising the white flag on outside a ballpark that's already full of white flags.
Well, attendance, as we know, the Savannah Bananas are a hard, better draw, and it's no secret that something was missing in this lineup and how they played. The hell with the new players. Even the players they have are all of their professionals, and there was at times been some sloppy baseball. So some of this self-inflicted wounds deal, I kept wondering, they're talking about should somebody stay or go. Well, are they playing winning baseball or losing baseball? And that, to me, was obvious. So any truth to the rumor that our dear friend and your colleague, Kevin Sheehan, could be behind a group to buy the team?
You know, I've heard those rumors on and off for years. I try to nail him down. But you know how elusive he is, Doc.
Oh, I know.
You know how he plays things close to the best. So
yeah.
I don't know what his financial commitment will be to baseball since he's a basketball guy. You know, maybe he's going to wind up being an investor with Ted. Who knows?
Well, all I can say is, hey, man, I hope so because I would love to be up in the suite with an owner and I'm watching this thing from a peacock view. I enjoy what you're doing today. You may have to have a Frosty on you on the Whiz Kid in there, Ant-Man.
Oh,
enjoy yourself. Give Rizzo a fist bump for me.
I'll see you, buddy.
All right, brother. DC Grays, man, they're lucky to have Tom Lavero on that executive committee helping the next generation play ball. Interesting. Whole bunch that we can get a chance to chop it up after we take our first break or second break of the day and get Ant-Man involved in that. I love it how Super Producer 301-230-0980 is the number. We won't hog the mic much longer. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.